Well, there's one veteran that I pay special attention to in the book. He comes up a number of times in Kill Anything That Moves. Who really affected my life. His name was Jamie Henry. And before the war, he was a self-described hippie living in San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. But he was drafted and became a medic. And he was a very good medic. He saved a lot of American lives. But he was really shocked by what he saw in Vietnam. On his first day in the field, he watched the point man, the lead man in his patrol, molested a young girl that they came across. And he thought to himself, my God, what's going on here? And over the ensuing months, he watched a litany of atrocities take place in his unit. A young boy who was executed for no reason, an old man who was used for target practice, a prisoner who was thrown off a cliff, a man who was held down to be run over by an armored personnel carrier. And he kept seeing these things. But the first time that he spoke up about this brutality, his life was threatened by fellow unit members. And his friends in the unit told him, "No, look, you got to keep your mouth shut. You'll get a bullet in the back during a firefight, and it'll look, like he was killed by the enemy, and nobody be the wiser." So, Jamie kept his mouth shut, but he kept his eyes open and continued to take note of all these things that were going on around him, including on the day in early February 1968 when his commanding officer issued an order to kill anything that moves. And he watched his fellow members of his unit gunned down 20 women and children in a My Lai-style massacre. Well, the high command was never indicted in any way for this. These cases fell apart one way or another. If they did go to court-martial, juries, military juries were very reticent about convicting, their fellow troops. And a lot of times investigations were sabotaged or they were quashed at higher levels. There were a lot of generals who dismissed charges, even though there was very strong cases that in any other circumstance would have been brought to trial. The entire military establishment was really against, as you might imagine, putting the war on trial in any way. And then this extended down to individual troops. It's very rare that you see convictions, and those who are convicted, it's very rare that they served any kind of long sentences for this. It just wasn't done.